Welcome back to the Primates Podcast, season two.
Yeah, season two, because our money is up.
We got money. We got our funny up and our money up, and we got a new setup.
Yeah, this feels so official now.
This feels real. We got nice microphones.
For $40.
Yeah, these are surprisingly... I hope that you can hear the difference, because we can.
Yeah, but I searched up the company, and I found out why they're so cheap.
Why?
Or why they do cheap stuff. They said they're trying to inspire young people to be creative and making stuff like this accessible.
Yeah. Which, that makes sense. I had to convince you this was a good idea, though.
Well, yeah. Well, you sent me an Amazon link for $40 microphones.
Yeah, these are,
I feel like that's fair to go, And I was a hater. I was a hater. And then you sent me like the YouTube review. And I'm like, oh, these are actually...
Yeah, a guy used them. And they're bussing.
But we spent a bit of money on the interface. Like, it's like a proper audio interface. It's got four XLR ports. So we can
You can put a bass in there. I reckon we're going to make some music when my music dealer comes to me with a bass.
That's right. You were looking, and then you said you've got to keep the bass at my house.
Yeah, I'm going to be like, I feel kind of fly standing next to you.
if we start making music, I'm not singing.
I'll sing.
You heard me singing before. You heard me freestyling.
Yeah, you were rapping. Rapping isn't singing.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if someone, like, if I got a ghostwriter, I'll do it.
No, you don't need to be like Drake.
I'm just not confident in my own writing.
Is hard. Singing.
I'm confident in my storytelling. But I don't know.
Yeah, you could be like Dave.
That would be the biggest, like, compliment. If someone was like, damn, you're like Dave, I'd be so happy.
You know what? I reckon so much of it comes down to being able to write songs and sing well. But for some people, you could just have a good voice.
Yeah, if
you could
just
be
got
like
nice,
Future. You could be like Cheesecake.
And just Future's voice is nice.
Future's voice is crazy. Who else has a good voice? Sensational. Don Toliver has a good
voice. Yeah, his is different, because I think his is such a range.
Voices. West Side Gun's voice is crazy.
Yeah. I really like Killer Mike's voice.
Killer Mike's voice is good. Baby Keem has a crazy voice.
He has such like a 90s American rap.
Yeah, he's got boom.
But I guess
rappiness.
That's like...
He is an old ass.
He is old, so that would make sense. But
so, new season, we're going to have a new logo.
Hopefully.
Well, the demo of it was already done along with a batch of all the first demos of logos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, they had that whole like list of them.
And my sister's drawing it. And if she doesn't do it in time, I'll just say I'm going to use an AI one. And then she will finish it in time.
What if she hates AI. What if I AI generate one and send it to her and be like, if you don't do it better than this, we're not going to use it.
Fuck all of your assignments and exams you have on. You have to do our work.
Oh, shit.
I mean, I paid her for the first one, so.
Yeah, how much? We paid her like 20.
Was it 20?
We paid 10 each.
In a range of...
It was like 10 each we paid.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
Which I feel like was fair. Like, it wasn't the hardest thing to do.
No.
She said it was pretty like, just like, oh yeah.
Yeah, she did it in like a morning. So I reckon I'll spend more time editing this than she spends.
Yeah.
Because I think more work is going to go into this. We have a third mic for when we have guests.
Yeah, that was such a good idea by us. Like to be like, oh, maybe we
I
just
don't know
get
if
it.
We need a fourth one. Are we going to have Carl and Riley on ever again at the same time?
Well, I think there's like other guests, like that you'd have like two more guests apart from just Carl and Riley.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
yeah. But like,
yeah, I mean,
we don't know anyone who has a nice microphone. Like, they all USB. Mics.
Yeah, the only thing we'd probably like just buy another one of these just because we know.
Yeah, and they're $40.
Yeah. Which, makes it so
and
easy.
They came quick. I fucked up my thumb at Oztag badly. Yeah. So I can't play Melee now, or work is going to suck. Gaming, actually, I can use a mouse.
I had it on...
Controller won't work.
When I was working on Monday, like I'd slept funny on my neck. So my neck was hurting. But by the end of the night at work, or from neck down to like my shoulder, I could just feel it.
You got the Julian disease.
I actually did.
Because that's what he does. That's what he gets. That's fucked up. I jammed my thumb
straight into your microphone. That shit sound like a bull.
Oh, you can hear it?
Yes.
I'll edit it out. It's fine.
I hear every noise you make.
I mean, like, I'm looking at the waveform.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I definitely edit it out.
Yeah. Oh.
Ryan has the headset on the monitor if we clip.
I think it's also making me talk louder.
Which is good because he doesn't. talk that loud.
Bro, I try, but I just can't talk loudly.
Yeah, that's
unlucky. Unless I'm doing like a presentation, but that's because that's like a...
Yeah, you have to. I like how setting. I said I'm going to have to worry about how I talk into this to not... And I'm breathing into the... Anyway.
I'm definitely like focusing on like... It's great. I can now turn and look at you and the voice not just disappear into the aether.
You like Miles' yams? Miles got his yams out on his story. His quads.
He looking good.
He is looking good.
There was a
he's a good front runner for a nutrition store.
Our boys group chat, it's always sledging and bullying each other.
Classic.
But there was a very nice comment of like, the Miles glow up needs to be studied. Because someone put in a photo of him from like year 11.
And I was like, he's been looking good. Damn. He's been looking good.
I really forgot. And also Azagus.
Yeah.
Azagus glow up is crazy. Shit. You're glowing up.
I'm working on it.
I'm not.
I'm going to become Todo from Jujutsu Kaisen.
You are looking nice.
Thank you.
You are looking skinnier. That I noticed before.
That means a lot to me.
You like lifted up your shirt. I'm like, oh, damn.
I don't mind. I never really cared about taking my shirt off in front of people.
No, I've never have sports. Either. I don't know why.
But I've even though I didn't care, I've minded a lot less recently.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, but.
I'm losing a bit of weight, feeling good.
Good stuff. I know the muscle's going on, and I know the fat's going on, but my weight is changing very, very slowly. And but that annoys me. It shouldn't annoy me, but it annoys me.
Yeah. But I guess it's better for it to be going than to just be standstill.
Yeah. I jammed my thumb right into some cunt's hip.
Yeah, that...
And now I don't know when it'll be better again.
You explained it to me, and I'm like, yeah.
It has to be better again at some point, because I don't like it.
I've come to the sad realization I might not be able to play sevens this year.
Why's that?
Uni.
What?
Because it's on like the last weekend of uni. And I think I might have like an industry placement.
You can come and play then. Oztag next season. Bro,
wait, when like...
September. And then the month after and the month
is
after.
Is it on the same days?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll try get every... It's Wednesday, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, so September I'll try.
Everyone seems to be down to do it, and we're going to, on the off season, which is a single week, we're going to have a training afternoon because we suck.
I would, I actually had so much fun when I was like coaching you guys for sevens. I would come down, and I actually had so much fun.
I'm telling you.
I actually felt like, was I actually teaching?
I think so.
Were people actually learning?
I think I was.
I feel like, I remember
that. Yeah, that was fun. I was learning, I reckon.
I feel like I brought out good drills that are like fun, but also...
Yeah, yeah.
And they're not like... Well, they're ones you'd give to children, but they don't feel childish. Especially like the two-on-one, where you like run around the corner.
Yeah, two-on-ones were fun.
And you do like the... I still remember getting jammed by...
I killed a guy.
Two of Zane's mates in that drill.
Ah.
And I remember my life
and the smoker.
My life, yeah. My life flashed before my eyes.
Yeah, well, that'll happen.
But yeah, but it's like if I miss sevens, I'm gonna be distraught because I love that weekend.
I mean, I might get a head thing because my head hurt after. Yeah,
I think people are like, oh, headgear is so thin. I feel like it does so much for me. I feel like my head doesn't really hurt, but it also helps. Like you don't get cauliflower ear.
Yeah, don't want that.
Which is like the main reason I wear it.
I want to be sexy, I don't want to know cauliflower ear.
It also like your hair doesn't really get pulled.
Oh, no. Can't you fix it by like stabbing yourself in the ear with a knife?
Yeah, it like drains the fluid. But that's a temporary thing because they'll like, they'll bother.
Oh, it just happens anyway?
Yeah.
What if you permanently... It'll be like, do you know... Okay, I think it's the Chinese army, I think. Or the North Korean one. One of the communist superpowers. They keep needles in the shirt right under the collar, so it forces you to have good posture. Have you seen that shit?
I have.
They're like metal.
I think I've seen like a YouTube thumbnail.
Yeah, that's real shit. And I reckon if you fall asleep standing up, you'll just die. It'll just like stab right into your brain if you go straight down. Well, actually, no.
It wouldn't be that long enough. It would definitely hurt.
You'd die from blood loss on the march.
Nah, because like that's not really stabbing into...
Oh, let me find it.
But there's a lot of blood vessels, like your chin and stuff.
Yeah, isn't the aorta there?
Yeah, down the side of your neck.
Oh,
it's not like stabbing into your aorta. Yeah.
Fuck, that reminds me.
I could be so wrong, but I swear the aorta
I could
is...
also be wrong, but fuck, I don't want to tweet it. Delete. I need to find it, an image for you.
But I'm keen. Are you working Saturday?
I think so.
Damn.
What's going on?
Wallabies are playing again. 3 weeks
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I'm working 11 to 9.
Oh, fuck. They're playing at a sold-out Suncorp Stadium against the Springboks.
South Africa, right. And we're like $4 odds.
Yeah. I'm thinking of just having people over for a couple beers because it's a 2 o'clock game, which makes me happy. I like a afternoon game.
All right. So, have you seen this? A lot of shit has happened at the Olympics that I think is worth talking about. It is on the podium. North Korea and South Korea were both there for table tennis, and the South Korea guy takes a selfie with all the North Korean guys.
Oh, I have seen this.
Isn't that sick?
I feel like it's a. But then, did
they're
you see
gonna
also?
They're going to get decapitated by Kim Jong-un.
Yeah,
personally.
They're going to be like enemies of the state.
They shouldn't be. Sad.
Did you see the Philippines guy?
What?
So he's the first guy from the Philippines, I think, to win 2 gold medals.
From the Philippines.
I think the first
surely
ever to like from the Philippines to win 2
I was
gonna
say,
Olympics.
People win doubles. Like the canoe lady won 2.
Because it's like their list of like the stuff he's getting from like the government.
He's getting bread. He's getting breaded
Bro,
up.
He's getting so much. But I think it's deserved.
Yeah.
I need to find... where am I going to find it?
I love that these... We can finally have the fan and probably the aircon on when it's hot.
Yeah.
These are these mics. Thank God. This is good. Oh, I need to show you also,
oh, where did this go?
While you're looking for that, my gay uncle put something on his story today that I thought was hilarious. Do you know about the pole vaulting injury?
Yes, I've seen the pole vaulting video of the... He's
so this fucking guy...
He is suffering from success. I did see that.
He goes for a pole vault and imagine losing the Olympics because your penis is too heft.
Yeah.
You have too much motion in the ocean.
He won the battle but lost the war.
So he pole vaults over and he clears it, but then his big dick makes him hit the bar and it falls off.
It was quite funny.
It was very funny.
What is this?
Here it is. Please don't have sound. No, the story's gone. Oh, no, it is. It's this guy painting, and he's painting the pole vaulter.
It's such like a big blob of paint that it's come out like 3D-like.
Yeah, he's made a 3D painting with the dick coming out and like
that's
hanging
funny.
On the...
That's
and bending
actually,
the frame too.
That's absolutely funny. Yeah. Oh, bro, I need to find this.
I was like... I didn't know anyone could paint that, but I understand why you would. Very, very talented.
Yeah, bro. There's
something else in the Olympics I wanted to talk about. I didn't think I'd care about the Olympics, but it's been kind of cool.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't watched a whole lot, but I've just seen cool things.
Let's see.
Australia is doing well, so that's also nice.
Yeah, we normally do well at the start.
Yeah, but even like in other sports, like we've done well. And then the I want to find out the right event, but the women's skateboarding.
Yeah, we got gold. It was a 14-year-old.
Yeah. 14
so
years
cool.
and 86 days. Brother.
Oh, and the day count?
I've achieved nothing in my life.
That's pretty cool.
The boomers lost the biggest lead. I don't care about the boomers.
Hey, they had... No. Okay. The Serbian team...
Yeah, the Serbian team is cracked.
Had the Nikola Jokic guy.
Yeah.
Which isn't fair
but
because he's like one of the best players in the NBA.
24 points ahead.
I can understand that. We don't have NBA players like that. They had NBA player.
Yeah, and then we were beaten by 24.
Yeah, but that happens in basketball.
Yeah, but that's
if you
such
told me we
big...
lost like a 30 or like a 40 point lead, then I would be like
I'm not mad, but that is a big
so like for example, a shit team like the Jazz, a really really shit team. Like what's the Detroit team?
Pistons?
Yeah, the Pistons. They had a game against like the Boston Celtics where they were leading by like 30 points at the start and then they just lost it gradually throughout the game because their players don't have stamina like that.
Yeah. Bro, I'm still
I just assumed
find...
that was the problem with the Boomers, which is whatever. There was a guy, they did the triathlon. Did they do the triathlon in the Sen? Because I saw photos of a guy vomiting after he got out of the Sen. But then they were claiming it wasn't because of the shitty river water.
Okay, I think I've found the list.
Perhaps not. I don't know. I saw that. I don't know if it's real or not, but he was vomiting, and apparently he vomited 10 times, which everyone knew would happen if they swam in the Seine.
Dirty river.
I don't understand why the French people were protesting swimming in the Seine by shitting in it. That makes no fucking sense.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't do that. That's cringe. Is that not cringe? I don't think they're as based and cool as they think they are for shitting in their river.
Yeah. So makes the no fucking sense. Gymnast,
yeah,
is getting 13 million pesos, which is 205,000 euros, which is a useless currency.
Euros is more than the dollar, yeah, though, in like every
a two-bedroom apartment in forever, like the capital. Yeah,
forever.
Fully furnished.
No, but forever?
Yeah. All this stuff.
That's a crazy title deed.
He's getting an iPhone 16. He's getting free colonoscopies for life.
Wait. Is an iPhone 16 even out yet?
No, but I think when it comes out, they're giving. He's getting like a check for like $1,000 for like furniture and stuff as well, even though the apartment's furnished.
So he's going to get a sick ice cream machine and a coffee machine.
He has like free ramen from this store for life.
Okay, hold on.
And then he's got select fast food places and like diners and restaurants are giving him like.
That's insane. Hold on.
It is such a big thing for that life, country.
Does it go to his kin when he dies?
Well, yeah, he's got ownership of it. So, yeah.
Permanent ownership of land is like greater than just owning the land and paying rent.
It'd be like my house now, like if my parents were to pass away, knock on wood, like it would.
What would it mean?
Where would it go, actually?
What does knocking on...
Does it go
on,
to the bank? Or is it...
Is
or
there
do
a
we,
mortgage still?
Or do we get a choice? No, it's been paid for.
Yeah, it goes to you, but you still have to pay rent. It
but
depends
then,
what's written
yeah,
in the will.
I would probably sell it, because...
You don't need big house?
I probably couldn't afford it.
What rate? Rates?
Yeah, and just like a house, just general upkeep of a house.
Yeah, you could.
I'm a uni student.
Yeah, by then, you'll be... swimming in it.
Yeah, I mean like now.
Oh no.
That's why
now.
I said knock
neither.
On wood.
What does knocking on wood mean? People say it and I don't know what it means.
It's to like kind of like cleanse yourself of like the bad luck or like to not what's the word? Not curse,
cleanse?
No, so you've said something so it's going to happen to you.
Oh, the Murphy law.
Yeah, like a bad way. I forgot. But yeah, I forgot about this bottle of Powerade. You got me?
Yeah, I've been looking at it. Imagine that. A Powerade is $5.50, but if you get two, it's only $7.50.
That's good.
But yeah. I did not go to the Coles because I knew it wouldn't be cold, so I went to the Servo. That's that whiz-dam. Let's see. Did you see the video on Twitter of the professor in the full room hooking their computer up to HDMI, and there's just porn?
No.
It's...
That sounds scarring.
And he doesn't get rid of it immediately.
Oh,
it
wait.
On the screen.
Wait.
For
I think I have.
It is...
I think it was. And I kind of just like, oh, that's embarrassing.
And it's
I just
on the projector
going.
For like 10 or 20 seconds. He that's doesn't like, remove it immediately, which is...
That's like a big fear.
Insane. Bro, I wouldn't be doing that on the work laptop.
No,
that's
that is
ridiculous.
Crazy. But like, whenever I don't know why, but I'm always scared. Like when I'm doing like a Google Doc thing, and then you've got like Google Photos and stuff.
Yeah.
And I go through that, and it's like stuff that because I've deleted it from my camera roll. I forgot that it's like still in Google Photos as well. And I was like, oh, let me get rid of that real quick.
I cannot find it. And
yeah,
I'll go,
but I think I do know what you're talking about.
If I search
now.
Professor Fail, I just get other porn about. I just get like, roleplay porn.
Okay, yeah.
So, never mind.
That sounds like an odd episode me and you just watching.
What? I didn't watch any of it. Wait, what will be in my likes? All right. So, a lot of music came out. Killer Mike dropped. Like, it's not a deluxe because he already did a deluxe of Michael.
Yeah.
But it's like, did you see it?
I haven't listened to it actually, but
it's pretty good. It's like a continuation. Some of the songs are redos and then there's new music songs.
Yeah.
So
okay.
it's like Michael Part 2, basically. Very good.
I'm also so pissed that in our super fan thing, I got this week most mainstream.
You don't like that?
Well, I feel like, but I can see why I got it, because it was like my most listened to this week were like Travis Scott.
Yeah.
I've been listening to this like the past, ever since we got tickets to the concert, or I got tickets, I've been listening to a lot more Travis Scott to like.
Oh, yeah. You're going to Travis.
Yeah.
I could not go for monetary reasons. I probably can now, but it's too late.
No,
it's too late. It is called Michael and the Mighty Midnight Revival, Songs for Sinners and Saints.
Oh, I saw the cover of that, yeah.
It looks old school as fuck on the cover.
I
fuck with it.
Work on Monday, I introduced a young gun, this 16-year-old guy, to MF Doom. He had not heard of it. There are so many. I was like, oh, what's your favorite music? He's like, oh, rap. I'm like, oh, who do you listen to? And he said, Travis Scott.
Uh-huh.
21 Savage. And who else?
He likes that southern rap.
Shit. Was another big like new age rapper.
Drake.
No.
Baby
King. He might have said. No, actually, sorry. I think I'm wrong. I think you said Kendrick.
Kendrick.
But then I was like, and then to bring up Killer Mike again, I was like, oh, do you know Killer Mike? And he's like, who? And I'm like, he won Album of the Year last year. But okay. But
Travis
put him on.
Scott and not knowing the guy who beat him for Rap Album of the Year is kind of...
Yeah.
That's kind of how you're doing.
But I guess he might just be more on just he likes the music. He doesn't like...
He doesn't have his finger on the pulse.
Yeah.
I remember when I had an MF Doom song on and someone popped off at work and they were like, this guy's sick. And I'm like, fuck yeah, he's sick.
So I showed him Killer Mike. I just showed him Michael because...
Yeah.
That's like the easiest one to just introduce people to.
Yeah.
He liked it. And I played Food.
Food is classic. Do you see how that
went
down? At
first, he wasn't
America?
Fucking with it.
I can understand. Was
Which
it because
is,
of the skits?
I think it because there's such a, but it's also such a vast. You go from like Killer Mike, Michael, and then like you listen to MF Doom.
Back in 2000,
like it's a different genre. But once like you get into it, he was like, oh. he was like, okay, I can see why this guy's so highly rated.
Yeah.
So he asked me to send him all my playlists that I've ever made. And I was like, I've got quite a few not rap ones. He's like, send them to me.
You should have sent him my fruit one.
And I'm like, damn, I'm putting this young jit on stuff.
Look at that. It is exactly 71 hours long. Exactly. I don't want to add songs to it.
I made another playlist
hours.
Today, actually.
Oh, yeah?
And it's called I Swear I'm Not Mainstream. Because this thing's so much more under... And
so,
I
by the
like-
way, Superfan is a little social media app where you make groups with your friends and it shares your Spotify
Yeah,
data.
Like tracks like what you're listening
For
to.
The week, it gives you a vibe of the week. And our friend Will got like grandpa trying to be hip. He also got like trying to... trying to hold on to his youth. They just bag him out.
Yeah, he always gets roasted. Let's see what the vibes were from the previous...
I think last week I was like riding through space on a funky bass
Yeah,
line.
I got like... window down. Yeah, so Will got a middle-aged dad who refuses to let go of his youth.
They just roast him, bro.
You
Poor
got
Will.
Like a mosh pit in outer space where aliens go hard. # intergalactic energy.
Fuck yeah.
Ben
That's all
got,
the Thundercat.
Ben got floating on a peaceful river amongst towering mountains with the music carrying you gently downstream.
Yeah, that's Ben. That's Ben music.
And I got you're on a wild ride through a haunted trap house, but it slaps.
Yeah.
that's such an odd.
I don't know what that
I don't
even
know what,
means.
Like your all of the other ones like make sense.
Yeah. No.
But,
okay. Wait. I
but
think
mine's
Bex,
like in a haunted house.
Bex has unicorn every single time.
Yeah.
Last time it was like a glitter covered unicorn running through the
So his Instagram influencer searching for the perfect tropical backdrop for their sponsored content.
Yeah.
Which is very funny because it's like Lime Cordial, Cody Simpson, Don Toliver, which is, yeah.
Don Toliver making the cuts, fine.
Riley got the type of person who laughs at inappropriate jokes and inside memes.
What the fuck do you get that from you? Yeah, anyway.
Oh, Troy's on here.
Troy's on there. He joined. I don't know who added him, but he joined. I didn't, what was it? I didn't win most listened this week. Will beat me.
No. See, I
know
made,
exactly why.
I made such a big claim saying I would solo.
Yeah, you did.
But I got third. But my excuse is that I've been reading so much the past week, and I usually have YouTube, like playing. Like
yeah,
a,
that's fair enough.
Like more of a vibe playlist.
I've been my excuse for not listening to 3,000 plus minutes is because I, from Monday to Wednesday, when I would be listening to music, I was mixing beats, and I've been doing that every Monday to Wednesday now for the past 2 weeks.
Fair enough.
And I was today Wednesday.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I made some this morning. Yeah, I'll just go to uni for 2 or 3 hours, and I'll make beat. And then I put them in the Google Drive, which I think like five people have the link to, maybe.
Yeah, I know. I've got the link to it.
There's some heat in there, I swear.
There's some heat and he's cooking.
I know that one of them's good because in the first batch from the first week, someone was like, a few people were like, this is the best one.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool.
But
I didn't think it was the best one, but being told it's the best one makes me think it is.
So this playlist I made today, called I Swear I'm Not Mainstream, there was only one person, because I always, my playlist covers always photos of people. Yes. And mine is a photo of Ben, because I feel like that's so fitting when I say I Swear I'm Not Mainstream.
Ben is not mainstream at all. Oh, yeah. And
I think it cooks a little bit.
Yeah, this is nice.
Yeah.
I've got the Czar face.
I've been listening to a lot of Danger Mouse.
Danger Mouse is fire. He's a good producer.
Yeah. And I really like...
That MF Doom album with Danger Mouse, really good.
Yeah, not to like already just say album of the week, but one's Born Again.
That's a good album.
Which is an album that you had me listen to for the podcast.
Crazy. Wait, did I?
Yeah.
Did I not just talk about it?
No, it's one that you had me listen to.
Oh, okay.
Because the ones you've had me listen to are Born Again, the Mouse and the Mask.
It is just all Danger Mouse.
Alfredo, 1999, Write the Future.
Oh, Alfredo. You know what I found out today?
What?
Alfredo was a mix of the two guys' names.
Alfred and Fred?
No, Alchemist and Freddie Gibbs.
Oh, that makes so much more sense. I said Alfred.
Which makes it cooler. Holy shit, I was listening to it on the car on the way here. The cover's so cool.
It is a cool cover.
Puppeteer with the Alfredo strings on the poster.
And I think the intro into it is so cool.
1989, yeah. Or 85. Ooh, more things that came out this week. The JPEG Mafia album, which we have been waiting 8 months to come out. I can almost guarantee there are songs on here you will like. I don't know if you like JPEG Mafia. I know it was Miles who doesn't like him. Like, there is an in-depth discovery and what's the word? Fuck, what's the word?
Let me save this JPEG album.
It's called I Lay Down My Life For You. He opens up the album with great lines. Like in the last one, he was like...
Denzel Curry feature.
Denzel Curry and a Vince Staples feature.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Ah! Yeah, he says... Oh, it's not on here. If I was an NBA player, I'd be like Devin Brooks, but worse.
Oh.
On Scaring the Hoes intro, he said like $8 a month is too much Elon Musk. That shit's expensive or something like that. Which is just...
I'll write that. Post Malone album in 8 days.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I think this Friday, there's another song of it coming out.
First off, fuck Elon Musk. $8 is too much. This past expensive.
Damn.
For a month.
I wrote that.
Something like that. Anyway, he just opens albums really well.
Yeah, okay.
I love the album. It has a great exploration into vibes. I don't know the correct wording. There's a lot of different energy on it.
Yeah, okay.
Changes. I think it might be his second or third best. I still think Offline is his best project. But there are some really good songs on I Lay Down My Life For You. I'm still loving the Denzel album, bro. That is such a great... Play That Boy Zay is dropping soon. He's got a Kenny Mason feature, a Denzel Curry feature. He's on the label. He was on the last song. Hoodlums, that song's also on the Play That Boy Zay album. It's called like Volume 1. Should be gas. I'm looking forward to it.
Not to do a complete turnaround, but you saw that Aiden Ross and Donald Trump stream.
I didn't watch the show.
I haven't watched it.
I saw clips of him being like, yeah, Young Thug needs to be treated fairly. I've had people telling me about that guy. He should be treated fairly. And I'm just like,
that
bro.
That was funny. But apparently Kamala Harris has been trying to Kamala Harris's team has been contacting Kai Cenat's team. But
oh
I think.
Oh my God.
But no, because.
That would be crazy.
So Kai Cenat already turned down Trump. Like, because he turned him down before Aiden Ross. Because he's like, I don't do anything political.
Oh.
Which I rate. Like, yeah. Wear it off.
Yeah, no. Aiden Ross wearing the Make America Great hat again and simping for Donald Trump is so funny.
If former President Donald J. Trump was like, let me come on your podcast, would we do it? I would.
Yeah. I mean, he'd have to know what he's getting into.
That's a career starter right there.
Well, for us.
Yeah.
I mean, I would just talk to him. Because I wouldn't talk to him any differently.
We could just advertise it. Like when he's here, we open up a Patreon and like a GoFundMe. And it's like, to support the Australian Republican Party.
Oh, and just lie?
Yeah.
Are they that dumb? He wouldn't let that fly. He has to know that.
No, we pre-record it before he comes in or after. And we just tape it on. Maybe there'll be a government site and the Secret Service will come down and shoot us in the head.
You know what they're going to do, right? They're going to do a security clearance of the room in your house. You know that, right?
They ain't finding what I got.
No, I don't. Well,
they ain't finding my stash.
Well, they look very in-depthly. They look at all the exits. They're probably not going to like that we're doing it in a room with one exit.
Yeah, and a hole in the roof as well.
And a, what, that?
Yeah. No, I mean the manhole.
Oh, they're going to, well, they'll just have a guy up there.
A sniper will be up there trained on us, looking down. That would be terrifying.
I mean, you can slot us out to make money from Donald Trump. I would probably talk to him the same way that I do.
You'd talk to him like a normal person.
Yeah, I don't think he gets any special treatment. I don't know what guests did have to get on here for me to not be normal to them.
Yeah, no, well, no. If anyone who came on, I would still treat them with respect unless they started.
No. Crazy. Like, I wouldn't hate on America any more or less. I think I wouldn't switch up on him. No, I wouldn't switch up for that.
I wrote that. I feel like Donald I'd be shitting Trump, my pants.
Who's a good guest? Pipe dream guest.
Like
an attainable one too.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I didn't think of attainable.
I reckon. No, that wouldn't work.
Who is attainable?
We're just talking. JPEG Mafia would be a sick guest.
I do have connections to some professional rugby players.
Okay. You could geek out for an app. I'd just be like, yo.
Yeah. And it'd just be me sitting here. Nah, I'd be just silent, just like,
Oh, really? Nah, we could,
I feel like that's the only one I can think of that's like, would help us, but also is like attainable in a way. But I don't know how attainable
I'd think of music art, maybe Flume.
We get Flume?
Well, yeah, he's Australian.
That's,
I don't know.
Them being Australian makes it so much more attainable for some reason.
I would say so. Well, I know that JPEG Mafia, Peggy did like a, he did like a thing with just like guys from New Zealand. Oh. And they walked around and interviewed public people in the middle of, and just talked to him about shit.
Yeah.
And I reckon he'd be, I don't know, be like, hey, what's up, Peggy? You want to come chat with us for an hour?
Like mine's obvious of like just any person would probably be Post Malone.
That would be fire. He's nice.
Yeah.
I don't know how busy he'd be.
Oh, actually, no, there could be. Actually, no. As much as I say Post Malone, I would like an author.
Okay.
I would go
George R. Martin.
He's alive. He does so many speaking things already.
Does that make Brandon's, it a no off the bat?
Well, I think there's already so much known.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Is it bad?
When you touch it, yeah.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, but it just sounds like you're like, the entire time just kind of sounds like you're rubbing it. Like a cord? No, not that, I didn't hear anything, but it just sounds like you're like rubbing it.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys.
But no, not George R. R. Martin. He speaks so much. And also, like,
what about?
I like his books.
Oh, I fought a bad.
Oh no,
I fought. I didn't have any protein today. Or like protein shake.
Ooh. Brandon Sanderson has his own podcast, so probably not that.
Okay, what about the bitch who wrote Harry Potter?
J.K. Rowling.
Yes, wouldn't that be fun? No, you can't tell me that. Wouldn't
it'd be fun.
She would be a bat on the, what's the word?
I feel like she'd go insane.
She'd be like a bull in a China store. Yeah. I'd have to cut out so much. It'd be great.
Bro,
I wouldn't mind that.
I'm going to quickly say an author and then we're going to go back to this J.K. Rowling because I've just thought of something. Anthony Ryan, maybe?
Who wrote the book I'm reading?
Yeah, he's the guy. He did. Either that or like Pierce Brown. Or
who's Pierce Brown?
There's another series up there.
Pierce Brosnan. Who's that? That's a guy.
Yeah, he's an actor.
What did he do?
I got no idea.
He has grey hair.
I think he's an old man. Either that or for the old heads out there, John Flanagan.
Who the fuck is that?
I think he still writes, but he was very big. He did young adult.
Oh, is this fucking guy?
Oh, him, yeah. Like young adult, like kid books. Like when I was in like year 6 and 7.
Oh yeah, he writes shit for kids.
He wrote like a big book series, I remember it.
He writes kid books?
Yeah, Ranger's Apprentice. That shit went hard.
Oh, I think I've heard of that one actually.
It was such a...
What was his name? Pierce Brown?
No, John Flanagan.
Oh.
Pierce Brown does Red Rising.
Okay.
Which is what I actually originally wanted you to read.
Dude!
But Isabel still has the first book, has had it for 3 months and hasn't... Oh.
As of Origin 3, she was up to page 50.
Yeah, I think she's like at page 70 now. I'm going to lose my mind.
Dude, what about Timothy Chalamet?
And that'd be kind of heat.
And then we play Smash with him because he plays Smash. We've started playing Smash recently, and when I hop on Unranked at least,
yeah.
People fuck
Bro,
me
no,
up.
I get fucking
it's
folded.
So annoying because I can't do anything.
Yeah, that's why I like when we verse each other because we're at the same skill
level.
Yeah, because
we're
so
both
like,
dog shit.
But then I go do Unranked and I'm just getting
and
folded.
And they just mix us. And you can't even play Ranked. You can only play Ranked for like 1 day every 4 days.
Isn't that? But if
you
got like
you
the
pay
paid,
for it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the pay is. I feel like it's a buck.
I don't think it's a whole lot.
I feel like it's any donation.
So JK Rowling.
Yes.
So to tie into it, that Algerian boxer lady.
Yes. The lady.
Who people are like, oh, she's transgender. Because she pieced up this other female boxer, this Italian chick.
Her odds for that fight were $1.06.
But it was so funny. Because people are like, this is a man beating a woman. And it's like, hold up. First of all, that Italian boxer woman was not good.
I didn't see it, but you were talking that good shit about this boxer, this Italian.
She probably could piece me up because she got technique.
But
I won't
she wasn't
say,
protecting her head.
But she wasn't protecting her head. There was no head movement.
The Italian boxer was asking for it because she tweeted out a photo of like her, and then instead of the Algerian person, it was like a monster.
Yeah.
It was like a 2 feet taller than her and a monster. And it wasn't very nice. But she still shook her hand at the end, the Algerian lady.
They put out this thing and they're like, oh, she's transgender. It's like, okay, that's an interesting. So I decided to look up because I'm like, she's transgender and she's from Algeria, which is a very interesting. I like that. That is illegal. It's illegal to be homosexual. She was born a woman.
Well, they do that shit. Wait, what?
She was born a woman.
How does that work?
She was born a woman.
I thought they were trans.
No, she's not trans at all. She just has a high level of testosterone, which is
a naturally high level.
Not unnaturally, but more than like normal.
So she's just the goat.
Yeah.
Oh, well then why the fuck?
I know.
Why wasn't I told this? That pisses me off.
It took like 3 seconds to search it up.
Okay, well, I feel like I should be told this.
But I found that because I was like, there's no way there is a transgender woman fighting for Algeria. Because she would have been executed.
No. But if you're really good,
she would have been killed.
Are you that certain?
Yes.
Is it like gay people in
They have current
Iran?
Executions going for it. Like they have current executions in Algeria.
Oh, like in other Middle Eastern countries.
Yeah.
Algeria in the Middle East?
Yeah.
Okay. Dude, imagine being a gay guy in Jordan.
But I saw JK Rowling tweeted about it like in the first 5 minutes because she doesn't like.
During the fight?
Like after it when it was like all big on Twitter.
I can't imagine JK Rowling sitting down and watching the Olympics or doing any normal human being activities.
No, she eats there. She sits there and drinks children blood.
She sits there, drinks children. She gets in the Darth Vader pod.
Yeah. Like takes off the helmet and there's like the testicle back of the skull looking thing.
Anyway, we'd love to have you on, JK.
You know what?
Wait, what's her name? Is it Jennifer?
Yeah, it's I don't even think JK are like her first initials. I think it's from like a grandfather or something.
Joanne Rowling.
Oh, okay. The K is from like a grandfather.
No, it is just a pen name.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. It doesn't mean shit.
No.
She's 60!
Holy
shit. Happy birthday. Her birthday was recently.
I grew up with the Harry Potter books. I love the Harry Potter books.
Yeah, I grew up. They were goated. And then she changed
I
them
like the
bunch.
Movies. I sit here and it's like Kanye. I separate the art from the artist.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And I don't do their current stuff. JK Rowling doesn't have a lot of current stuff, but I don't.
So Kanye and Ty Dolla $ign dropped Vultures 2, and I have not even finished listening to it.
I got
to River, and we decided to just turn it off.
I did one full listen, and that's why I was at work doing physical activity, and like the music was at 3 volume.
I don't know how... Was his production good? Because he's still a good producer, I thought. He's just his lyrics have just gone to the shit. Right? Isn't that it?
Yeah. I don't know. It was odd listening to a Kanye West and Ty Dolla $ign album, and when Kanye came on, he ruined the song.
That's Well, nowadays that's normal.
However, it makes me Kodak Black also ruined a song.
Kodak Black, okay. Which makes sense. That's fair enough. That is a shame. He was really good on Brother Stone.
Yeah.
But Ty Dolla $ign just needs a solo album produced by like Mike Dean.
Yeah.
You get Peggy in there on the production. He cooks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get Rick Rubin on that shit. Get Hit Boy. You know, Hit Boy did Fellas in Paris.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
That guy. He has an album that came out a while ago this year.
Yeah.
It's produced by Hit Boy and The Alchemist, and it's rapped mainly by his father, who got out of prison and is like a rapper.
That sounds hard.
Which is fucking hard. He has a good voice. Really He's got good hard. Flows. His sister is on there too. So like his father's daughter.
Yeah.
That's how that works. It's called like Black and White.
Okay, I'll give that a listen. That actually sounds kind of
What else came out this week? Oh, Charlie XCX and Billie Eilish in a What? Did you see the music video for it?
Yes. I've seen the music video. You can't escape the music video.
You can't. Well, I watched it like an hour after it came out. I'm a fan girl. I liked it.
I really like
Charlie XCX eats on Bright, bro.
And then Billie Eilish gets on
and she's like, Charlie likes boys, but I'd still hit it.
Yeah. she says like, slip it to the side and get up in it.
Yeah. She's talking about eating the pussy, Ryan.
I'm aware. I feel like that's obvious. But then, I actually really like Billie Eilish's part of it. I actually quite like how Billie Eilish sounds.
Her voice is good.
I like the monotone.
It makes me want to retry listening to her new, was it called Hard and Soft? What was the new album?
Was
it that? Hard and Soft?
Yeah, Hard and Soft, something like that. I really like...
I didn't get past the first song on that because it wasn't the vibe for the moment and I didn't go back to it.
But I think it's also why I like Future. Like, it's like a monotone kind of...
Yeah, they have good pitch.
Yeah, I like the pitch. I like the low... I'm going to find out the album, name of this album.
Swag. So, I don't know if I will finish Vultures 2. Everyone is freaking out.
Hit me hard and soft.
Hit me hard and soft. So, the Vultures 2, they dropped a deluxe and you have to pay $8 to hear the one single new song they added.
Woo!
And they will email you all the updates because they are live updating and mixing the song because the album because they didn't finish
it. Why the fuck do they keep doing this?
I don't know. Okay, to be fair,
pisses me
off. I think it was fine when they did it for The Life of Pablo.
Yeah, okay.
They were adding and then
but that was a good album.
Pablo came out late. But
that album came out good.
Apparently the deluxe song is actually good.
That's why it's behind the paywall.
I guess because unanimously everyone's like production great. A lot of people are saying it's good. I don't know if it's like early.
But I think it's just Kanye dropped and people are like, oh my God, Kanye.
No, but everyone unanimously said
like
Vultures
the first
2 is
month,
shit.
The first month of I can't fucking stand Carnival.
I never liked Carnival. Yeah. Back to Me.
And I hear it.
Good. Burn. Good. Do It. Good.
I really just didn't like any of the Vultures songs. Vultures 1 or 2.
There was some okay ones on Vultures 1. I don't think I'll find any I like on Vultures 2 though.
No.
Like Bomb. With Northwest, speaking Japanese wrong is crazy. I don't know how
I never
the
thought
fuck.
I'd say that Megan Thee Stallion speaking Japanese is better.
Megan Thee Stallion, she did that?
Yeah, that's her.
Was it on the beef with Nicki Minaj?
No, she's got a song with this Japanese guy.
Oh, well, the guy probably told her how to do it properly.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like what should be done. I can't remember, but that's actually like... It's like Watashi wa star, star, star. Watashi wa, yeah.
Yeah, and then she hits the Namae wa, no wa wa. She says it wrong.
Omae wa mo shinde.
I don't understand how she can do that. That shit's ridiculous. Do I have an album of the week this week?
Yeah, mine is the, I forgot what I said.
It will be the Thundercat album, It Is What It Is, again, even though it was that like 2 weeks ago.
All right, that.
I had a good cry to it at the end of the album.
I actually have never listened to any Thundercat.
It is somehow a 37-minute album. It doesn't feel like 37 minutes when you listen to it, though.
Okay.
It is very good.
I don't mind a long album.
All bangers. I don't mind a long album, but like I like a short album when all the songs hit.
Yeah, okay,
like,
yeah.
Okay. Denzel Curry albums, they're short normally.
Yeah, quality over quantity.
Yeah, and some people I'll see online complain about how short his albums are, but it's like... I prefer they take out the bad songs and just have good ones.
And they're all bangers.
As opposed to having like a good long album, but like 3 songs are misses.
Apart from like Donda, which is...
Oh, well. Well, like My Dark Beautiful Twisted Fantasy is a kind of a long album.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good album.
Yeah.
That's when he was still listening to the people around him somewhat, I
suppose. At least somewhat normal. But Kanye's never really been normal.
No, he hasn't.
But he also hasn't been
I think one of his albums only has ever dropped on time. And he has a lot of albums.
He does.
So, you know, I think it was Kids See Ghosts or Ye. But Ye was rewritten in like a whole week.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Yeah, I remember when
so, apparently City in the Sky or Sky City was meant to come out on Yandy. I still am yet to, I might listen to that, maybe. It was like the second last song.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But no, I read that. What else also happened this week?
Drake.
Whoa.
Dropped.
What?
If you go to gigs.org, G-I-G-S.org, have you seen this?
No.
He dropped, so I was seeing on Twitter all week a lot of Drake like leaks. Turns out he just dropped, he called it like 100 gigs on your head top, and it's just 100 gigs of, I don't know. I don't know if he's having like a mental break. He just dropped all of his vault, basically.
He's gone crazy.
It has like a couple new songs. It has a bunch of like new photos, whatever the fuck that means.
Why? Okay. Yield.
Go to it. Go to gigs.org.
Gigs.org.
I'm pretty sure it's gigs.org. And it's just, you can download it. I don't know how well it works on iPhone. It'll go to like files, the app files.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
Let's gigs.org. I think it works. You try this at home, unless I'm wrong.
Like Giga.org? No. It took me to.
Oh, maybe it's not that. Not gigs? No, that is not it. Yeah, I'll try and get there.
Oh, that's not right.
And everyone's freaking out saying it's really good, but I don't believe it because I don't like Drake. I disliked Drake before it was cool to dislike on Drake and normal. Never mind, someone bought it. What the fuck?
Gigs.org is for sale for $4,300.
Was it 100? I was please there, like, literally.
Bro, I feel like I'm on that website. I feel like I'm going to get, like, taken to a red room.
No. When you go to, here, hold on, 100gigs.org. When you go to a domain that no one owns, oh, it was 100gigs.org.
Okay.
So, yeah, when you go to a domain no one owns, it just says you can buy it, which I think is hilarious.
That's the first time that's ever happened to me.
What?
I've never come up with a domain.
If I tried to go to the Yeezy website to see what the deluxe thing costs or if it was free, and it was like yzy.com is...
Wait, you got new soda?
Got new shit on there.
A bunch of MP4s.
I don't know, and videos.
A lot of MP4s.
That's probably his dick in 40 one of them.
Keys and more MP4s.
Because he loves sharing his Drake penis with the world for some strange reason.
They call me... Big D, and there's video proof.
Is that one of the files?
What did he say?
They call me Big D, and there's video proof. Yeah, he says it with the syncopation. I don't know why he said that. He just said that.
That was probably his best line in the entire.
And it has nothing to do with going after anyone at all.
But it's just funny. It's just funny.
He can't get away with that. He leaked it himself.
Yeah.
That makes it not cool.
But
actually, I don't know if any situation could make that cool.
But I feel like if I went out and I was like, yeah, it's Big Me in this video.
What, if everyone in the world had access to a video of you shaking your meat around?
Yeah, he's just shaking it to the camera. He's like waving.
Yeah, I can't believe he got away with that. He shouldn't be allowed to get away with that.
What's wrong with it? He's just giving us a wave, saying hello.
The fuck, Riley just texted me. He said, Superfan is not working anymore.
Superfan was just working minutes ago.
That's unlucky.
Surely. Yeah.
So I hope you guys like our audio quality.
My Superfan is working. This guy's tripping. Jit tripping.
Like 10 minutes ago.
I've got to stop saying jit.
I've been calling my mum and my sister jit. Yeah. I'll be like,
I feel like I could
get out of bed, jit. It's time to go to school. Well,
I laugh like that.
Who did I? I said it to someone. I said it on the podcast and you didn't like me saying it. Or did I say something else? I said hood love and you didn't like that.
Well, I don't.
Hood comfort.
I don't think me and you should be talking about hood love.
Well, no hood comfort.
Are me and you showing love to the hood?
I mean, yeah, they're welcome.
Yeah.
They're welcome. They can come here. They can hang out. They can go to your house and hang out.
They can.
I don't have the accommodations.
I'm too scared to say no.
Well, what are they not gonna pull up? I can't. My house is in no state to have guests ever.
You keep making this excuse. You just don't want me over.
Well, no, you can come over. The boys come over all the time. You can come over.
I've been out the front.
Yeah, it's a shithole.
It seems nice.
No. It is a hoarder's paradise in there, and I hate it. I will clear out countertops in the kitchen, and they'll just repopulate within a week. It's fucked. Clear out the fridge, repopulate. It's bad.
Damn.
I don't want it to happen. My room's clean.
Mine's not.
I know that. Your room's big, though.
Yeah, but that shouldn't be an excuse.
What's not clean about your room?
It's just shit.
Yeah, that's what makes the room cool. My room's cool because it has shit in it. It's just like a kid's dream, bro. There's just shit in there. Mad collections of shit.
Got Tonka trucks up there?
Yeah, I look at them all the time. Yeah. You've got candy floss that has turned back into sugar.
Bro, that was so... Floss? It sat there for so long, waiting for Tree to pick it up. And then one day it shrunk.
Probably in the heat.
I think I may have, I opened it to take a bit and I didn't close it properly and, the moisture got in and it just...
Oh, yeah, that'll do it. Anyway, there might funny. Also... I don't know who's getting this far, but there might be a new intro song.
Whoa.
Maybe.
Whoa.
Maybe. That'd I think crazy. Since it's a new season, do we just go back to episode one?
Or do we do, as you said before, 101 or...
I don't know. Maybe we'll call it season two. It'll be episode, but the number will keep going. So up to 32.
Yeah, so we go S2, episode 32.
No, episode one.
Yeah.
But we'll call it 32. So on the websites, it'll say season two, episode one, but it'll be labeled as episode 32.
Okay.
For, I don't fucking bookkeeping, I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess anyway. That's easier. I hope you enjoyed the episode, young jits.
I really hope the audio is a lot better.
Young jits in the wild.
Mind you, after that last episode was really like a last hurrah.
For that microphone. It was
a different microphone.
Oh, it was.
But it was such just a fucking clusterfuck.
Did it sound okay?
It sounded interesting.
Oh.
But no,
I tried my best.
Yeah, no, there's nothing you could do.
No, there wasn't. Because Carl and Riley were kind of far away from it.
Yeah.
Even though I moved it closer to them than me.
It does also feel nice that we don't have to sit on top of each other now. I thought you were spitting at me for a second.
I have shit in my mouth.
I was like, damn, bro, I just don't want you
to sit on me. I didn't mind being all close to you. It would just get really warm.
It would get, the divide, the Grand Canyon would get swampy between
us. It would get inordinately warm.
Yeah.
Someone texted you.
That was you.
Oh, I caved and I have re-downloaded the fucking Snapchat app.
Brother!
What?
Again? You caved again?
No, my account's gone though. I have a new account. So what happened was, we were out and Truey was just like, hey, can you please download the app again to be in group chats because it's hard? And I'm like, bro, I fucking hate that app, but since you've asked so nicely, I will. And my goal is to send no snaps and open no snaps. I have one snap score because I slipped up by accident once. And I'm never opening any or sending any ever.
Mm.
So a fun, cool thing is Ben thought I was opening his all along. If I delete the chat from my chat conversation, it just goes away. It ghost opens a snap and disappears.
I would really like a transfer to just Messenger or something.
We could all do it. We're all adults.
Yeah.
And with the new iOS update, it doesn't matter if you have a Samsung anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they're getting rich message, whatever the fuck it is. It's called RCC, rich text communication.
Should I just make a group chat right now of just everyone?
Everyone?
Or people who like do stuff or like...
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so they've made it with the new iOS. I don't know how quick everyone's going to adopt everything, but yeah. Now, it won't have the stupid green text, blue text, you can't do the fun app. It'll just, everyone is going to be the same. Everyone's going to be equal. There's going to be no racism. There's going to be no, what other word?
Who else should I add?
I don't know. There's going to be no judging people. There will be no death of weak men, even though, no, weak men don't deserve to die. It'll be good. I don't know how long it'll take for iOS 18 to come out. You can also edit the two phone buttons on the front.
I did, yeah. That's like the one thing I'm most excited for.
I don't know what I'm going to make mine.
I'll make mine like...
The camera is going. The torch is probably going to stay.
One of mine might be like Spotify.
That's valid. You could just have a Spotify button on the widget, though. I think I'm going to, since it doesn't... Oh, you don't have always thingy?
Yeah, I'm on my phone 12.
No, on the... Just on the...
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to make mine Twitter. So I can,
that sounds like a hole.
No. What do you mean? What do you mean? I think it'll
I'm
be
really
dope.
Struggling on who else to add to this.
Well, who's in there?
It's you, Riley, Truey, Matthew, even though he might leave, Julian, Ben White, Miles.
I don't know. Boys Only Clothes, Boy City. What was it? Is it Boy City?
But then people are going to be like, why the fuck do we have this?
If it isn't Boy City.
No, just like, why do we have this chat?
I don't mind,
yeah.
No one seems to be sending anything in the stupid group chats I got Snapchat back for anyway. I might just delete it again.
Yeah.
Brick through the window. I shoot bricks like Shaquille at the three throw.
What should I put in as the first message?
Boy City. Did you remove anyone?
No, it's the same.
Oh, it just got smaller. Anyway, that has been an episode.
Boy City.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll catch you probably next week. Probably. You can name the chat Boy City too. All right, catch us, G's. Bye. All right,
bye-bye.